Mark chapter 13. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Yeshua answering said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over by the temple, Peter and Jacob and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Yeshua answering them began to say, "Take heed, lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and shall deceive many. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of the sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the good news must first be published amongst all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall say, neither do you premeditate. But whatsoever you shall be given to you in that hour, that you must speak. For it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again, to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, and pray that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which Yahweh created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that Yahweh had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here's the Messiah,' or is he is there, do not believe him. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But you take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and splendor. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender, and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, that this generation shall not pass, till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knows no man. No, not the messengers which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at cock-crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all. Watch. End of chapter.